Welcome to episode one of I Hate This Game with your hosts, Evan Marcus
and Andrew Badami,
where we're going to talk about everything. So
I just want to start the episode off just to let you guys know that me and Evan are super muscular. We're jacked.
Yeah.
So if you don't know us, just picture super jacked guys like Zac Efron jacked.
And we're seniors here at Hills West.
Yeah, and we're jacked.
Yes.
Once again, we're jacked. Super muscular. But let's just preface why the title of this podcast is called I Hate This Game. So pretty much me and Evan, every time I play Fortnite, play anything, even just walk around
any game,
and I do something stupid or bad, I like to say I hate this game.
Yes.
So Fortnite especially.
And life, the game of life.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Or when we're playing golf together, because right. We play golf because we're real men.
Yes.
And I mess up, I say, I hate this game. So, I hate this game. This is the podcast, I Hate This Game.
Yes.
Now everyone can be part of I Hating This Game.
So, everybody might be wondering, what's the worst thing in the world? And, you know, you might be thinking, wars, droughts, famines, but Andrew, what is the worst thing in the world?
Someone taking all the fully loaded nachos when it's meant for sharing, not for one person.
I'm going to have to agree with that.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's terrible. And restaurants should have a rule that one person can't just take all the fully loaded nachos with, you know, all the meat and cheese on it. That shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, it should be sharing only.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be confusing.
The other day, some, you know, kid named Jeffrey, he told me the dumbest thing I've probably ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what if oxygen is just a gas that slowly kills you for 80 to 100 years? And I said, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, because without oxygen, we wouldn't live for a single year. And I'd rather slowly die for 80 to 100 years than not live at all.
That sounds pretty stupid, but can I tell you my theory? Just hear me out. This is a new theory I'm working on.
Okay.
What happens if oxygen, right, is a gas that's trying to kill you, and it takes about 80 to 100 years to kill you?
Whoa. Wait, really?
Yeah, that's a good theory I have.
That's a great theory.
Yeah.
We should publish that.
I know.
We might, you know, we can make that the Andrew Evan theory.
Yeah.
We could teach that in chemistry classes all around the world. Yeah. That's a great theory.
Thank you.
There we go. For those who can't see, we just fist bumped. Yeah.
So just imagine us two super jacked guys fist bumping and a big shockwave followed after the week. So what we want to do every week is me and Evan want to play a song a week. So I'm going to play a song and Evan's going to play a song. So here we go.
Forget you and you and you. I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. This that hot girl by my anthem, turn it up and throw a tantrum. This that hot girl by my anthem, turn it up and throw a tantrum. This that throw up in your Birkin bag, hook up with someone random. This that social awkward suicide that by your lips and by your likes. I swear she had a man, but hit different when it's Thursday night. That college dropout music, every day like that she be stupid. And my friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid. This the 10K on the table just so we can be secluded. And the vodka came diluted, one more line. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. This that hot girl by my anthem, turn it up and throw a tantrum. I'm through. And throw a tantrum. This that hot Obama two-step, they can't box me in. I'm two left. This that drip is more like oceans. They can't fit me in a Trojan out of pocket, but I'm always in my bag. Yeah, that's the slogan. This that who's all there. I'm pulling up with an emo chick that's broken. This that college dropout music, every day like that she be stupid. And my friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid. This the 10K on the table just so we can be secluded. And the vodka came diluted, one more line. I'm through. girl by my anthem. Turn it up and throw a tantrum. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. This that hot girl by my anthem. Turn it up and throw a tantrum. This the college dropout music. Every day like that she be stupid. And my friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid. This the college dropout music. Every day like that she be stupid. My friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid, we go stupid, we go stupid, we go.
And you want me to change?
Forget you.
Did you like the song?
That song, and you know, I think everybody should just add it to their Spotify playlist right now.
Yeah, both those songs we played were really good.
Play it on repeat.
So the other day, me and Evan were at our friend Justin's house, and we're about to go to a party. So Justin goes, "I'm gonna go change my shirt." So he walks upstairs, and it's about like 3 minutes, and all of a sudden we hear like
big thud.
Help! Help! I mean, Evan look at each other and we're like, "Justin, you okay?" No answer. So we're like, let's go check out.
So we go upstairs, and this kid Justin is on the floor in the middle of the upstairs hallway, butt naked. and he is holding his foot and just like rocking back and forth on the ground, screaming in agony of pain.
And he looks at us, he goes, "What are you guys doing up here?" And he rolls back into it. He opens his door, rolls back into his room, and slams the door shut.
It was probably one of the most disturbing moments of my entire life.
So he comes downstairs about like 5 minutes later, like all like blushing, and we're like, "All right, Justin, you're gonna have to explain this to us. One, why were you butt naked changing your shirt? Two, why did you even take off your pants changing your shirt?
Three, why were you in so much pain?
Four, why were you in the hallway changing your pants?"
We had a lot of questions, okay, and he answered them. So, I mean, obviously. So, you know, he said he was going to change his shirt and was fully naked. Nobody changes their shirt fully naked. I mean,
he said he didn't want to, like, crease his pants or something like that. He was like, "I don't want to
get my..." This man, Justin, is a man of style. He said that he was, you know, also changing...
So, basically, he said he was also changing his pants because he said his pants got too dirty in the process of changing his shirt, so he also changed his pants. But some odd reason, he walked out while he still had one pant leg in.
Right. And in case any of you listeners are concerned, before we go on, he was in pain because he had a foot cramp. Nothing serious. He had a foot cramp, and that caused him agonizing pain.
Yeah, he literally called his dad like about 5 minutes later talking about how much pain he was in, and his dad said he'll bring home McDonald's for him.
Yes, to make him feel up. A happy meal. And he wanted the pink kitty toy, I think. So
yeah,
that would make him feel better.
And he asked for a McFrosty, but we told him that's like the wrong place.
Yes.
Well, I just want to talk about how it's not embarrassing for men to wear platform shoes.
No.
So in fifth grade, one of our teachers wore platform shoes, and I was not embarrassed for him at all. I actually thought it was kind of cool that he grew 3 inches magically. So I just want to preface out there, anyone who needs to wear platform shoes, don't be embarrassed. All right, so that's the end of our first episode of I Hate This Game.
Matt is going to wrap it up.
Hopefully next week's episode will be a lot better.
Chicken wraps.
Okay. Goodbye.
Adios.
Hasta luego.